Welcome back to Question Medicine, where we are asking medical questions and giving medical answers based on recent medical literature. And today's question is, how much weight should you gain during pregnancy? If you're obese, should you gain the same amount of weight as someone who's not obese? If you have just a little bit of extra cushion, should you gain more weight, less weight? Maybe should what is beneficial for the mom? What's beneficial for the baby? You ponder that question, and I'll be back in 15 seconds. Andrew Bill, sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's do this thing, shall we? Here is the deal, my friends. Here is the deal. The 2009 guidelines from the Institute of Medicine. These guidelines recommend that gestational weight gain of 5 to 9.1 kilograms for pregnant people with obesity. That is right. That is what they recommend in the guidelines. But now we have a paper titled Safety of Low Weight Gain or Weight Loss in Pregnancies with Class 1, 2, and 3 Obesity, a population-based cohort study. In this Swedish population-based data set, they took roughly 16,000 pregnancies affected by obesity to study the association between total pregnancy weight gain and the composite of neonatal and maternal outcomes. What outcomes did they look for? Well, they looked for a whole bunch of them. The outcomes were stillbirth, infant death, large or small for gestational age at birth, preterm birth, unplanned C-section, gestational diabetes, preeclampsia, excess postpartum weight retention, and new onset chronic maternal cardiometabolic disease. I could say, or I would normally say, listen, none of these are the same. A death of an infant is not the same as postpartum weight retention. I totally get that. But in order, all of these things are insanely rare, to be honest. So in order to have any sort of clinically or statistically significant finding, they had to combine a whole bunch of things together. Because if you're looking for things that are super, super rare, well, then you either have to be willing to run a study for 600 years in order to get to your outcome. You have to be able to enroll, I don't know, 6 million people to get to your outcome, or you got to combine a whole bunch of things together. These are just the facts of life. So let's dig into the data. Median follow-up was 8 years. And most women, 51%, gained more than the Institute of Medicine's recommendations, which was more than 9.1 kilograms. 17% gained less than the recommended amount, which is less than 5 kilograms. And weight loss, yes, weight loss occurred in 5%. But the key is weight gain less than 5 kilograms, which is less than the current guideline recommendations. So weight gain less than the 5 kilograms in already obese mothers was not associated with risk for the composite outcome among women with class 1 and 2 obesity. And if you had obesity class 3, which is defined as a BMI greater than 40, greater than or equal to 40. So if you were a woman, pregnancy, and you started off your pregnancy with class 3 obesity, BMI greater than 40, and you had weight gain either less than 5 kilograms or even weight loss, it was associated with lower risk for the composite outcome. Safer for mom and safer for baby if you were already obese and you lost weight. This is a game changer, or at least it should be a guideline changer going forward. We now have at least decent evidence. It probably will be the best that we're going to get. It's really hard to run randomized controlled data in pregnant women or kids, let alone pregnant women that are trying to have kids. So this is probably going to be the best that we are going to get that says, hey, look, if you're already obese and you're pregnant, you can go ahead and lose weight or not gain much weight, and that is A-OK. As the author suggests, and the ultimate my takeaway bottom line is, these findings suggest that a low amount of weight gain or weight loss is safe in pregnant women with obesity and might even be beneficial for those with class 3 obesity. If you like this podcast, then please give it a review. But I know, I'm just like you. I don't give every podcast a review. So let's just be honest. If you like the podcast, just share it with a friend so we can all be a little bit better. One question at a time. And with that, I will end this podcast as I've ended every single one before it. Wait for the music. Until next time, keep the quest in questioning.